Join me now as we welcome Danny Rechtenwald. Danny Rechtenwald, flawlessly playing there. What a nice, relaxing, intricate sound you just produced. Tell me about what you just played.
So yeah, thank you for that. I had a visit to the Grand Canyon a couple years ago, right as COVID kind of things opened back up, and I was not overwhelmed, but very much inspired by the landscape of the Grand Canyon. And like, it literally took my breath away and brought tears to my eyes. And I wanted to just kind of write something that sort of captured the feeling of that landscape and that, like, the calmness that I felt when I was there. And also kind of like the ups and downs of the various trails and mountains. And that's kind of like the melody I wanted to kind of follow that. Or also just kind of like as if I was maybe an eagle flying over it or something, just soaring over it. So I just, and that piece, I like wrote it very, very quickly, like right after my visit. It was probably the fastest piece I've ever written because it was so inspiring to me.
Yeah, there is something about it that's very natural. It you probably couldn't see me, but I was actually tapping. Despite how relaxing that song was, I was sort of tapping what I think are the eighth notes.
Right, yeah.
And I couldn't stop.
Right.
It was almost the equivalent of your mind or spirit kind of dancing as you're listening, but I just kept going, da-da-da-da-da. It was interesting because, not to overanalyze it too much, but you would not expect a song like that to cause your spirit to beat at that tempo,
right.
Yet it did, but it was kind of relaxing. It kind of just grabs you,
right.
as you're listening.
I appreciate that.
When did you start playing this kind of guitar? I mean, you're playing, I guess I would call it a classical instrument, nylon strings.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people start that way. Maybe you did. I don't know.
No. So I started learning. Yeah. So classical guitar is what I'm playing, this nylon string. And that really does mean sometimes you play music from the classical era and the Baroque era, Renaissance, and then you learn, usually like eventually you kind of learn some Latin American music and things like that. So that's kind of what people think of when they hear of classical guitar. But I, just growing up in America, I was always, you know, and listening to this radio station, hearing bluegrass and Americana music, and always been interested in that. And I started studying guitar when I was 12. So it's been like 38 years, I guess. Wait, no. Is that right? 28 years.
28 years.
Yeah, right.
If you're about 40, it's
exactly. That's
years.
It. I'm about 40. 28 years. And I went to music school. I have a master's in classical guitar performance, but I'm not interested in playing just other people's music and other people's compositions. So I started to write my own music, and it took me quite a while, probably like the last time I was here about 5 years ago, when I was like kind of finding my voice as a composer and a songwriter. And I call these songs too, not necessarily like pieces like classical music would, but I have this sort of, you know, the Americana within me, but then also this guitar technique and this instrument to actually like express my voice through. So
I'm glad you broke that down very well. And while the instrument is called a classical guitar, the repertoire is not necessarily all of the standards people will think of Segovia immediately, but there's just so much, not to at all cast him, any aspersions on him, but there's so much that can be done. In fact, I'll take it out, but a listener brought up a guitarist that I am not familiar with. I'll be curious to know if you are. I'll find his name and share it with you after the next song. Also, the next song will give you some information on a couple ways you can see Danny in person. But why don't we listen to another song first?
Yeah.
What would you like to do? We'll make sure you're in tune, too.
Yeah,
I'll remind you that you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, here on Public Radio. Thank you for doing that. And I'm just checking hello to Craig in Macon, Georgia. Danny's music is very calming in the style of Snuffy Walden. That's kind words. I don't know if you know his music, but
I don't think I know Snuffy.
It's a nice compliment.
That's
quite successful. Better keep you in tune here. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, so I'll play a song I wrote called Play. This is a song that I wrote when I was watching my niece and nephew, Mickey and Stella, if they're listening. I was watching them play. Are we listening. Sorry, this is a radio show, right?
So yes, but you were watching them play. No, you...
I was watching them play, Mickey and Stella, if you're listening.
Hi, Mickey. Hi, Stella.
And yeah, so, and I had my guitar on my mom's porch and started just messing around and tried to capture something that, you know, create something that captures the feeling of, you know, being outside and playing when it's nice outside. So this is a song called Play.
Danny Rechtenwald, it's really nice to listen to this. And I know there are a couple of opportunities people are going to have to see you. One is at the historic Woods House, which dates, I don't have the details right in front of me, but if my recollection is correct, it dates back to the 1700s or so. And it's a beautiful old building in Hazelwood that its owners have restored. And it is a lovely place to dine and imbibe, but also to listen to music. And you're going to be there along with Morgan Arena and Reliable Child. Mm-hmm. On November 16th, that's this Thursday.
This Thursday, yeah.
At 7 o'clock, will you be playing the same type of music?
Yeah, so each of us will play solo And I think we'll do, I think they're calling it like
in the round.
In the round, yeah. So like, usually like I'll play a song and then Morgan will play and then Reliable Child. So, yeah, so it'll be like these kinds of things. I might sing a song or so. I also write some like folk songs and love songs and things like that that I'll sing to, or some neat covers that I'll do. But it'll still be, yeah, with this guitar, mostly my own compositions and things like that.
Yeah, it's called the Rounds at the Woods series. And then you're also going to be at City Winery on November 29th.
So actually the Pittsburgh Winery. So the original Pittsburgh Winery, yeah. So it's now confusing that the City Winery moved into town.
It is confusing.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So the original Pittsburgh Winery.
Exactly, yeah. In the Strip District. Also, yeah, they're both in the Strip District. But, yeah, so the original Pittsburgh Winery, they have an unbelievable, beautiful room. They're calling the Cellar. And they have some great shows. I saw a great band there last night, too. Just an amazing sounding room. And I'm going to have – so I put together a band, and we're going to play like kind of like funky, fun, maybe some yacht rock, maybe some rap songs. So it's basically – I put this together, this band, just because I want to play music that gets people – dancing and singing along, you know what I mean? It's because I do this, but I also want to do, you know, exercise that part of my personality.
I might have, and that's not unusual.
Right.
I may have mentioned to you last time you were here, you remind me a lot of my brother who plays classical guitar professionally, and but he also finds himself in a lot of blues bands and cover bands and wedding bands.
Yeah.
Partly because you go where the money is sometimes to make a living, and partly because he enjoys stretching out and doing different things. I saw him in a blues band recently, and he was just killing it. It was fun to watch
awesome.
Him play.
Yeah.
Where did you study music, by the way?
So I studied at Duquesne. I did my undergraduate at Duquesne, and then I did my master's at the Cleland Institute of Music, part of Case Western Reserve, so not too far. And Pittsburgh people don't need to be afraid of Cleveland. It's a great city.
I'm glad you said that. That's true. Mary Beth of Community College of Allegheny County, CCAC. Mary Beth is listening and says you sound great.
Hi.
And to tell you that.
That's so nice. I know Mary Beth. Hi, Mary Beth. That's really nice of you.
And the Cuban guitarist is Leo Brower.
Yeah,
Leo Tell Brower. Me about him.
He's amazing. So he's probably the most famous modern, like, classical guitar composer right now. So he's I think, maybe 70s, 80s now. But he's written some of the best, some of the greatest music that we have in the repertoire. He's kind of like... Yeah, he's a rock star composer in the guitar world.
That's good to know. I'm going to have
he's got
to seek
some really
him out.
Beautiful music.
Rick of Highland Park, early this morning, and I mean early, going back to about 7 o'clock or so, wrote to ask if we have a release of his. We didn't. He sent a YouTube video, which I haven't had a chance to look at yet, but. I had no doubt that Rick would be suggesting an artist
That's really
that we should look at, but having you confirming in that is a good thing.
Yeah, Leo Brower's, he's amazing.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thanks for doing that. Danny Rechtenwald is here and sounding just great. What would you like to do next?
Yeah, I think I've like,
I think we probably have time. Your choice for three or four more. We're doing fine on time.
I think three more. I think it would be better. Yeah,
sounds good.
Just because of the tuning situation.
No, so, I'm glad you're here. It's tough in this weather to keep a guitar in tune.
It is. Yeah, they're so sensitive. Even the best ones, you know, they're still you got to tune them all the time. So, I think I'll play a piece I wrote called Prayer, and this is I'm kind of taking from like Indian classical music here. I love music of all kind, and I especially love Indian classical music, and even some of the things that it means, like, spiritually. Like, the music is not really separated from spirituality, which I really like that about it. And this is a piece I wrote called Prayer. I gotta make sure I'm in tune.
Danny Rechtenwald, have you recorded any of these?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm playing all stuff from my newest album, which is called Canyon, after the first song. So the first song I played is called Canyon. And I released it a year ago, actually, in November, around my birthday, which is coming up. And
what day is it?
So it's November 26th, so about two weeks
or
so,
not
right?
Too far. Mine is a couple weeks after it, December 7th. So
yeah.
Are you? No, you're a Scorpio, I think.
I'm Sagittarius.
Oh, no, we're both Sagittarius.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know why. I'm always curious because I don't know how much I think about those things in reality. But so it's about a year. It'll be a year.
Yeah, so I released them a year ago digitally, like just a digital release. And then I actually have pre-sold enough like records to print a record. So I pre-sold, people bought, to
do a vinyl.
Yeah, because a vinyl is so expensive, so I had to ask people to buy it ahead of time.
And now you will have that in about 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah.
Is it getting better?
So it's a couple months now. If you have everything in order, it's just a couple months. But yeah, there was a time when it was a year.
Yeah, during the pandemic, I know it got really slow.
That's crazy, yeah.
And well, I'm glad. I think people would enjoy having something like this to listen to, even if it's not to get this specific, but I mean, it would be beautiful to meditate to, to pray to, or just to have as an influence. Music can really change people's moods as they listen. Danny Recktenwald, again, you can look for him as part of the Rounds at the Woods series at the Woods House in Hazelwood on November 16th with Morgan Arena and Reliable Child at 7, and then at the City Winery.
Pittsburgh
Winery. Oh, man, I'm going to get – which is the one that has been having really big shows? Like
that's the City Winery, yeah.
Okay.
So they bring in, like, national acts, and they're actually a chain – like, so they're in other cities.
I've been wondering about them because,
that's the thing,
I mean, they've been bringing in Judy Collins and Blind Boys of Alabama and others. So they're the generic city winery.
Right. Yeah.
And then the Pittsburgh winery. Interesting.
Original Pittsburgh winery,
That's tough for the local folks.
It really is. There's actually an issue where people are leaving Google reviews about bad experiences they might have had at the City Winery on the Pittsburgh Winery's website, and it's or like on their Google, and it's like that's not the same place because so it's kind of an issue with
I've been I've been conflating the two of them. I mean, it's cool that the other one is bringing in some of these artists, but I was actually visualizing the Pittsburgh Winery, and I kept trying to think, how are they doing this?
Right.
Where? So it's good, if anything, to clarify that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you know you're going to the right place.
Yeah, so please come to the Pittsburgh Winery. November 25th is when that is.
November 25th. I don't know if you need to tune.
Yeah, I was trying to.
Yeah, we'll let you do that. And I want to let you know that we're going to try to get one more, at least one more song in for Veterans Day after Danny plays. Next week, I'm pleased to let you know in this very time slot, we have the Shelf Life String Band. They're going to be joining us, and it'll be a pleasure to have live bluegrass on the radio. And then Renaissance City Choir is going to be here with us on November 25th. On December 2nd, the Tamburitzins will be here. The Mixis Brothers make a return on December 9th. And looking ahead all the way to December 30th, the Wayward Companions will be here with us. Music ensemble that plays 18th and 19th century music. So a lot to come here at SLB. You can find program notes at slbradio.org/radio. I sense Danny has tuned because I don't hear any pretty notes coming from the strings. And what are you about to play?
So, yeah, I will play. So I told you these last two pieces go together. Here I am saying I call them songs, and now I'm calling them pieces.
But they're,
so this song, I for my first album that I put out in 2018, I had this one song that was in this dadgad tuning, so D-A-D-G-A-D, and it's the only song I would ever play in that tuning, and I needed to, you know, I spent all this time tuning at a show, and it's like I might as well, I needed to write a piece for it to, you know, so I can, you know.
Now, you're an outstanding musician.
Oh, thanks.
So as a true outstanding musician, you had another choice, which was just, let's buy another guitar.
Right, that's true. I could have just had two different guitars. But I'm pretty particular. Like, I just like playing one guitar, you know. But I could have done that. But yeah, so it was like I spent all this time tuning at my shows and only play one song for like 2 minutes. So I had to write another song to go with it, so I could have more things to play in this tuning. So this is a song called Missing Appalachia. And as I was writing this song, actually, I didn't have a name for it, so I just called it Appalachia because it was just this Appalachian sort of melody that I came up with. And then as I was getting the songs mixed and mastered, like I was, you know, talking back and forth with the recording engineer, Alex Hurd, and I was like, he sent me back files for me to listen to, and I was
What a great name for a recording engineer, by the way. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
Alex Hurd. Yeah. Yes, he did.
He heard it. That's right. Alex Hurd. So Alex Hurd sent me the files back to listen to, and I said, and he forgot to add Appalachia, and I said, I think we're missing Appalachia in the email, and then I was like, oh, maybe that's the name of the song. You know, it's kind of nostalgic for, you know, missing the Appalachian Mountains. And
I like it. Things.
Yeah, so that's where the name came from.
So you'll play these two together?
So I think if we can stop, unless you want me just to go right into the
next
one.
Oh, I think
one.
It sounds like they're meant to go together,
right, sure.
So I won't interrupt.
Yeah. Cool, yeah. We'll keep them together then.
So just a reminder to you, Danny Rechtenwald is who you're listening to. We've linked to his website. You can find him on Bandcamp as well. And I hope you'll consider getting a chance to see him at the two gigs that we mentioned, or picking up his CD or reserving a vinyl copy coming in if that's your thing.
Thanks. Yeah. You ready?
All set.
This is... Thank you.
Danny Recknewald, thank you, thank you, yeah, for being with us.